Welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire.
Now, I'm going to take you back, first of all, to 2007, 7 years ago, amazingly. And that was the year that God sent myself and Kate and Daniel as a kind of apostolic team to Kingdom Faith Yorkshire because God was going to do something new. There was an amazing group of people already here, a very faithful group of people. There'd been a Kingdom Faith presence in Yorkshire since 1991 when Lawrence Hoyle, who was the rector, or by then the director of the Lamplugh House Trust Anglican Renewal Ministries, asked Pastor Colin Urquhart, who heads up all of Kingdom Faith, to come and would you like to have Lamplugh? He said no. But on the way back from Scotland, he stopped off at Lamplugh House to have a look, and the rest, as they say, is history. And we ended up with the initially the college being extended into Lamplugh House, and a work begun there that we still are living in the fruit of it today. You know, we would be very ignorant if we think that everything we've seen happen in the last 7 years is down to us or us praying. And I mean, I know we'd spiritualize it and say it was God, but also it's the fruit of the faithful that have gone before us. Even before we started the church afresh in 2007, there was a faithful group of Christians meeting in Horsham. There was, but there was also in Scarborough. And they were meeting in various places around town. The last one was the Forsgrave Centre. And again, we are benefiting from their prayer and their efforts and their time. And Phil's here today. He was part of that team. So there's others. I mean, Mike was part of that team and many others. But by the time we came in 2007, it was quite a small group, and it really wasn't flourishing in the land. And one of the things that God had given for Kate and I was to establish the church here in Scarborough, and that's when we talked about replanting. Now, why I'm telling you all this is because all of it is relevant to where we're going, and I want you to see that it's a story of a journey of God with his people. Back in 2007, then, there were three scriptures that God gave us. There were more, but there were three significant scriptures that God gave us at that time that came to be foundational, really, to everything we do. One was Proverbs 18:10, and I was really cross for the Lord giving it because I hate the song that goes with it. It's the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. If you're a little bit, you know, long in the tooth like me in Christian land, you'll remember the old song, and you remember that we even used to do sort of an oranges and lemons thing and keep it. And it just that one. I wasn't really cross. I'm teasing. But that verse has become significant. And of course, the idea of this, there's many, I could teach on it for hours, but let's just focus on the fact that God said it would be a safe place. Stop doing the dance. it would be a safe place. And when God opened our safe haven, and I put it that way deliberately, and I heard the council talking about this place and the police talking about this place, that this was a safe place. And I thought, wow, God, you're doing it. Amen. And it's gone further, of course, since the director has talked about this building being a community hub, and then being able to recommend people to come here and find friendship and warmth and encouragement. They said, because we want people to come to a safe place. And we thought, and I just thought, wow, that's amazing how God can do that. And only God can do that, you know. So that's that. There's that one. And as I say, we could go into it a lot more, but I just wanted to remind you of it, really. Another one that Eileen Kitt, actually, I remember, was the first person that got this from the Lord, if you know Eileen. And she's living in Driftfield and worshipping down there these days because she was finding the journey to Scarborough more and more difficult. But she got, and it was heard, it's from Mark 2:1, and it was heard that he was in the house, he being Jesus, and it was heard that Jesus was in the house. And again, that's become so significant because as you look what God is doing in the town, people are hearing that stuff is happening. Here. Why are they hearing it? Because Jesus is in the house. And that's got to grow more and more and more, but it's significant that it's happening. Now, one that we don't use so much, one that I preached from on about the third Sunday when I broke the news that we were closing the church at Lamplugh and moving it 30 miles north into Scarborough. So from a quiet little village into a town of busyness. And I knew that it would come at great personal cost to some people, because there are some of us that live south of Lamplu. So for them it was yet another 20 minutes or plus on their journey time. And I had to share this vision. Now, it was also a difficult vision to share on one level, because what I was sharing, we're going to go and plant a church in Scarborough, had already happened. I mentioned the group that was here already, mentioned at the Forsgrave Centre. And the problem, the difficulty they had, was the group wasn't flourishing that great at the time, and it was a small group by then. And so to tell a group of people, we're going to do it again, isn't always the most exciting message to give. And God gave me this scripture from Joshua 8:1 to show that he's done it before. Yeah. And let me read just the scripture. This is in the Amplified, but most of them are the same. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Fear not, nor be dismayed." That was a good word for people who thought, we're not doing that again, are we? "Take all the men of war with you." Well, that's the army of God. That's every single one of us, from the babies to the 105-year-olds. "And arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land." Now, this was the Old Testament, so we weren't about to come and attack the city and take over by force. But the Lord was saying, spiritually, I've given you the city of Scarborough. Now, all of you, go up to Scarborough and take the city. And this was the word that God gave me. The significance of it being the second time was that Ai had already been an immense failure in their lives. They'd already attacked Ai before, after Jericho. Jericho, way, we did it. Bang. Attacked Ai, it all went wrong. And so when it was the second turn for Joshua to stand up and say, we're going to go and take Ai, you can imagine there would have been a bit of fear and dismay around the place, because last time they went to take that city, it all went badly wrong. And so I think there was an element of that, sharing that at Lamplu on a Sunday morning, because it was still Sunday morning church at Lamplu at that point, to say, we're going to go and take the city of Scarborough, because that's what the Lord has told us to do. And he spoke in other ways. He spoke of the beachhead, establishing a beachhead from which the ministry of God, the love of God, the joy of God, the strength of the Lord, the power of God could spread out into this community and other towns and cities. Not because we're superb, but because God is amazing. And we would be dependent on him for that to happen. And so that was the plan. We would move to Scarborough. It was my third Sunday as the pastor of Kingdom Faith. So I knew the Lord had to be in it, because there really hadn't been time to prepare people's hearts for such a big move. So I had to ask the Lord to prepare people's hearts for such a big move. And everyone who was part of Kingdom Faith at that point was really, yes, that's what the Lord has spoken. And we came, and the meetings in the library on the top floor there, the Purple Palace, as it became known, began. So, the work continued then. We developed the work here, and obviously over the years, nearly 2 years ago, but not quite yet, God gave us this building. And I really began to sense this is the beachhead now being established. This is because one of the early symbols we used to use, you'll still see it occasionally on pieces of work. The original sort of logo we used had the castle of Scarborough on it. And it was that strong tower. It was that safe place. It was that beachhead. That's why it was there. And so we'd established that, and I felt that the summit was right. This is so, in a sense, we're entering into a whole new phase right now. And as a result, we have been praying as the senior leadership team. That's me and Kate and Brian and Shona here. And we also invited Adrian and Den, who's at the back there, to be part of that, because we're continually seeking God, what do we do next and where do we go next? We also asked the elders in Horsham, that's Pastor Colin Urquhart, Clive Urquhart, and Jonathan Croft, to pray as well. And we also took what I'm about to share with you to the trustees, because they are the financial governors of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire Trust, the charity that we are. The trustees are me again, I get in everywhere, Joanne Lloyd, Richard Hartnell, and Jonathan Croft again. So, and what we were taking to them was, what we were sensing in God was that our time at Lamplu as a season of Kingdom Faith being involved was actually coming to an end. And this was an immense decision because, as I say, the rich history of what God has done in us as a people at Lamplugh. If you look at what the richness of Lamplugh has been, it's been a place where people encounter God. Yeah. It's been a place where people get trained and equipped to serve God. Yeah. It's a place where people get healed and restored by God. It's been a great place of fellowship. You know, it was, I remember particularly in the early days that we were here and with everything going on in the house, it was a real place of fellowship and people would just turn up any time of the day and there'd be somebody there and there would be laughter and there would be fun as well as the God encounter and as well as the healing. And there was that real sense of community. And you see what God has done through our time there and drawing on all the richness of all those people. And I could go through a long list of names of people that have sown their lives into Kingdom Faith at Lamplugh. Drawing on those and what I've just shared about that, you see that God is doing that now here in Scarborough. It's a very rich community. It's a community where people get trained and equipped and healed and restored and they encounter God. And if you turn up at this building at any time of the week, you'll find a friendly welcome, a smile, you'll find laughter, you'll find community. The difference is, here, we're able to share that love of Christ much more effectively with people around us, rather than the horses in the field next door. And so for some time, this has kind of been looming that this was what God could do. We've looked at developing Lamplugh House as a retreat centre. And so, because that's still, in a way, consistent with our vision of people encountering God. Now, the decision that we would let go of our lease, because we don't own Lamplugh, we lease it from the Lamplugh House Trust. The decision to let go of our lease has not come because of financial reasons, but they are linked and give us clarity in that decision that's been made. All those leaders that I talked about beforehand have not made the decision because of the financial reasons. But I need to share with you that Lamplugh House costs us an awful lot of money. It costs us around £3,000 a month to run. Some months are less, some months are more, depending on what's happening and who's there and what the heating bill is that month. But that's roughly what it's been costing us. And that's something that cannot be, and that's before you add in paying staff to run the place. David and Jackie, who've been doing a stonking job up there, are volunteers. You know, they obviously live there and we pay their bills for them, but we don't pay them to be there. They're just volunteers. So they've done an amazing job. They're not here today because they're with Jackie's mum. And so what we have done, or what we're doing, is sending a letter to the Lamplugh House trustees giving our 6 months' notice on Lamplugh House. We are looking at how Lamplugh will run over the period of the 6 months. We want to, as much as we possibly can, honour everybody that's already booked in to use it for like weekend retreats and things like that. But aside from that, we will look to shut down the house as much as possible during that 6 months to save financially, because as I say, it's costing rather a lot of money to keep going. But I must stress, that's not the reason we're doing it, but I think it's a sign that it's part of one of the background reasons. You know, God has not given us the provision. And as we looked at what would need to happen at Lamplugh House for it to run financially without it being supported by your offerings, the number of people that would have to stay at Lamplugh just become ridiculous. And each time you sort of hit a new level, you think, well, that would mean we'd have to have a chef, because that's an awful lot of people to be cooking for. That would mean we're going to have somebody living and working at the house just to keep on top of the laundry. You know, because we were looking at 50 nights a week of people, worth of people staying there. So that's every week. And it's great when there's a weekend, you know, you get halfway to meeting that. But so you'd need that almost every weekend, and people there all week. You can see that you'd start to need a paid team and still a band of volunteers just to make it happen. And we began to realise this is stepping outside of what God has called us to do in this next season. And so that's what I needed to share with you. And I can honestly say to you, it has been an incredibly difficult decision for us all to reach. Pastor Colin himself is very emotionally attached to Lamplugh. He said with a twinkle in his eye that maybe he could come and live there and run it. But then he said his wife Caroline wouldn't come with him, so he thought perhaps not. Because she doesn't want to live in a community house again. They've done that. They've had that season. That's what he meant. And so, we were all in agreement that this was the right thing to do. Just to finish, in case you got a query, you may have known that 2.5 years ago, I think it was, the Lamplugh House trustees made a decision that they would give us Lamplugh House. As I said, we lease it. And so they'd made a decision to give it to us. And we've been trying to get that to happen. And it's just, we've had blockage after blockage after blockage after blockage. And initially it was like, come on, let's come against the enemy. He's stopping this happening. The decision's been made. And I think some time ago we began to say, actually, I think this is God. Because one thing we couldn't have done and held our heads high, sort of from an integrity point of view, was receive the house as a gift and then sell it. It would be very nice to think, let's get the house as a gift and sell it, and that will really help the ministry. But from a moral and an integrity point of view, it would have been wrong. And I'd rather it cost us hundreds of thousands and be right and keep our integrity than just take it on and sell it. And even when we were talking in the beginning, it wasn't going to be written into anything, but we were making a commitment to keep the house going. But 2.5 years down the road, we can't. So I'm so thankful we don't own it, because it would have been much more difficult. I think we'd have had to just struggle on trying to make it happen, at least for a few more years. It hasn't happened because I believe God stepped in. It should have just happened like that. The charity commissioners were behind it, and somehow solicitors got involved and they didn't really need to be involved, and it's just got really, really complicated. And it would cost us quite a bit of money anyway to take the house initially, I imagine, in solicitor's fees and things now. But so I wanted to share that with you all. People who work at the house and have been part of the house, we've tried as trustees and leaders to give everybody, we've either visited them or given them a personal call. But I know for many of you, this will be the first time you've heard. For some of you, you're thinking, I don't even know where it is. So I apologize for taking your time. But for others, it's really, really important that it's been part of their life. So that's that rather long notice. And why it links into 8:1 is because I think it's the final step of where it says, take all the men of war with you and rise and go up to Ai. Because this is the beachhead. This is the castle on the hill from which we're supposed to go out of. It's not that we're going to be confined to Scarborough for the rest of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire's history. God's given us the name Kingdom Faith Yorkshire, the clue's in the name. But for this stage, this next stage, that's what we're going to do. On a personal note, for David and Jackie, Jonathan Croft and I immediately went to see David after that trustees meeting. They knew, David and Jackie already knew that we'd be discussing it, so we wanted to let them know as soon as we possibly could. Officially, they've been given or are being given a letter giving the official 1 month's notice on their license to occupy, which is dependent upon them working. We will work with them through grace, because they've obviously got to find somewhere else to live, as we will work with the Lamplugh House trustees to make sure that the hand back to them is done as well and as smoothly and as excellently as possible. But so Dave and Jackie have that, but it doesn't mean that they'll be disappearing immediately, because, as I say, they may well need to stay on just a little bit longer. And if you know of people that have booked in at the house, as I say, our current commitment, we've got to look at it, we've got to work out how to make it happen, is to try and make everybody who has already booked be able to have their full booking. Obviously, there's some specific things, like if they've booked David for a spiritual director's day, that's completely and personally down to David. Nobody else can replace it if you've booked him personally. But if it's you've booked the weekend, we can get in wonderful chefs. Yeah. So that will happen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.